just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing is yet to do. So just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit. Sitting across from me is Rock.
What's going on? Of course, I'm Rocky BSS Carolinas. Welcome to today's show. Tonight's show, it's been a while since we had Monday night show.
Yep.
And it's a special, you know, the NBA Final Game 5 is getting ready to happen.
Tonight.
I know. I can't wait. How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. Been busy.
Me too. Eating too much food. New York. I love New York City. There's a new Tanaka in the house. So, you know, bobblehead.
Too bad they didn't got the Judge, man.
Yeah.
That I know. That kid is, you know what? Judge makes me want to watch baseball. Like,
he does.
Him, Harper, Trout, who we all know is hurt right now.
Corey Seager.
Seager's really good. Those guys, man. There's not a pitcher other than Chris
Chad
Sale.
Chad Billinger.
Sale's the only pitcher right now.
Are you kidding me?
Well,
I will slap you silly.
What? If I had to sit down and pick, well, I mean, yeah. I mean, Kershaw's great, but I'll take Sale over Kershaw any day.
Are you kidding?
Chris Sale is awesome.
The man that just the third, second fastest behind Randy Johnson to 2,000 strikeouts.
I mean, that's great. I mean, no, I'm not. That's not a knock on Kershaw.
Knocking the best that's, pitcher in the game.
No, I think Chris Sale's way better. Not way better.
I like Sale, but because he's Sale. On my fantasy team, too.
So well, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
I don't play fantasy baseball. It's too much for me.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a long
fantasy
season.
Basketball is about as far as I can go, but that's only because you get like 15, 18 players. But baseball, man, you got like 30 dudes on your roster. I can't do it. It's too much.
Well, and you got the pitchers, and you got the drop people, and it's a lot.
Yeah, I can't do all that. But, hey, look forward to a NFL fantasy football special that we will be putting on soon.
I know. It's coming up already.
It is. It's quick. You're going to get in the league again this year?
I'm running one of the leagues.
Now, we made that bet. We made that bet last year that you didn't come through with. We made a bet at the end of the year last year where your wife was the best player in the league.
She was.
And you said she is going to win. And I said no. And I said if she wins, we will name the league the House of Summit.
Yeah. That's
but true. She did not win.
I know.
So it will still be. Because I'm real original.
Yeah.
It's just called the league.
The league. No, when we win, because I will win or she'll win one to two. Hopefully, I will this year.
Well, you got to think. It's going to be called the Leggett League. And I got more of a chance because I have my wife and my uncle and myself.
And I'll beat all of you.
You won't. You came in last year.
Time out. I actually did not finish last.
That's true.
Because I was dead last until Tom Brady came back. And then I skyrocketed from dead last to third in the league.
No, you made it to the consolations. You were
that's
fifth.
Right. I was fifth. Well, whatever. I was fifth. Fifth is better than tenth.
I think my uncle actually came in last. He had a terrible year.
No,
he was actually like the 3-time defending champ in that league, and he just did awful.
But it's a shame my wife actually had one of the best records.
I know
in the
you played for her.
I did. Absolutely.
This year you're not. Dude, you get 1 year. 1 year of help, and then it's over. It's a fun league, man. It's not. There's no money on the line or anything.
No,
I mean, that's why my wife plays. Your wife plays. It's a lot of fun.
No, we're doing that again. Plus, we'll do the NFL.com one where I'm gonna rearrange some people, and we'll do that.
Yes, please do. Because last year was rough. I was I was beating people by like 150 points last year.
Yeah,
but we got to work on the defense stats on that one too. Because I got like 67 points from the Kansas City Chiefs 1 week. Okay, it was a little lopsided.
Yeah, I upgrade the points on that. Anyway, that's our fantasy breakdown that we're doing early.
Look forward to that. We'll let you guys know when that special's coming.
Yeah, that'll be like another month away,
yep.
But we'll do it. But we got a great show today. Mm-hmm. We got blues, afternoon blues of the week.
Still weird to call it that.
Yeah. What would you, Monday afternoon blues? You want to call it Monday evening?
No, I like it. I like Monday. It sounds better Monday morning blues, but we don't do a morning show, so.
Right. I can't. That would be crazy to do morning and we're doing an evening show.
Well, most people aren't going to listen to this till Tuesday, so it really doesn't make any sense.
I guess you make a
boom.
Point. The producer will look into that.
Thank you.
Yeah. But we have a great show. We're also doing top fives of the week. You got your questions.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing top five running backs and top five NBA free agents. And we're going to do, if you're doing a 3-on-3, who would you put on your team?
Now, do we do now or all time?
Because I do all time.
I did now. I did now.
Big Shot did now and street players.
Street?
Because I have a... almost share on that.
Yeah, white chocolate. You got to have white chocolate.
No, you can. He's definitely should be on the list.
Can I put white chocolate and the white mamba on the same team?
Oh, God. I don't think I would put both of them on there. But you can. You can do anything you want.
Thanks.
But first, let's go into Heroes of the Weekend.
Look at what's happened.
It's the Roar 3 Breakdown Edition Heroes of the Weekend.
Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free.
My wife got so mad at me last week because I put this show on.
I still didn't.
And I watched watched half an episode with my wife and my stepson. And they say, can we please watch something else? Because it's the cheesiest. It's one of the cheesiest series from the 80s. Because the special effects is bad.
I still have never seen it.
But it's one of the best songs from the 80s.
I love it. It's the best song we have on this whole show.
Yeah. I don't know about it. Hey, yeah, I can say that. What do you have some heroes from the weekend?
Yeah, man. So, first of all, I'm sure we'll get, you know, probably not get into it too much because I'm not really good at this, but, you know, shout out Pittsburgh Penguins. Won the Stanley Cup, Lord Stanley's Cup. That's pretty cool, I guess. Back to back for the first time since, like, the Red Wings back in, like, the 90s, right? Something like that. And not a big hockey guy.
Detroit Red Wings back in 97, 98.
Yeah. At least I got the Red Wings.
No, you did. And who won our pick 'em, our challenge? I did. The guy that barely talks hockey all year. So, Scott Ely, there you go. Point you out.
That hurts.
That does hurt. When a non-hockey guy beats you in the division, yeah, it's bad.
That is bad. So, I also got, you know, Ryan Blaney getting his first win in NASCAR yesterday at Pocono. It was pretty good. Also, great to see Jimmy Johnson completely walk away unscathed from that wreck because that was a
Do you have a bad one?
Bad. Oh, dude, slammed so hard. Back of his car caught on fire. It was bad. He actually was sitting on the track at one point, like, while the car was on fire. But he tweeted out, like, don't even have a bruise. It's crazy. He was like, I'm not hurt at all. And I was like, wow, that's amazing to see, especially with a guy like, you know, they need Jimmy Johnson to stay healthy, because especially with Dale Earnhardt Jr. retiring after next year, NASCAR's going to be hurting for stars. Gordon just left. Earnhardt's leaving.
Well, they've been hurting for a while.
Well, I mean, you're talking about Gordon, Stewart, and Jimmy Johnson and Earnhardt Jr. all in their prime. They were stars. And Gordon's gone. You know, Stewart's gone. Jimmy Johnson's still there, but he's getting older now. But, you know, they got these kids, you know, Chase Elliott, you know, Ryan Blaney, and
Austin Dillon,
and there's another cat. Eric Jones is really good. He's going to be something to deal with
but
in a couple years.
But they really need I don't know if we talked about him here. Dale Jr. was never
– He wasn't great.
That great.
No,
he was a fan favorite, yes.
Yes.
But he was never one of those great
but
drivers.
But him winning a race
– Yeah.
Put people to the screen.
Oh no, yeah, absolutely. But they are missing. Even Jeff Gordon, a lot of people dislike.
He hasn't been great in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Look at Tony Stewart. Not great. He was good.
I never liked Tony Stewart.
Look at Jimmy. Jimmy Johnson. But he's not that personality that NASCAR needs. They need a Joey Logano to be brash and bold.
Keselowski, guys like that.
Kyle Busch. A lot of people hate both of them, which is good reasons. But they need NASCAR needs to have up and coming stars.
Versed in like NASCAR history, are the Busch brothers are literally the exact opposite of the Labonte brothers, and brothers are my favorite NASCAR drivers of all time, and they are the complete opposite. The Labonte brothers were class acts, always always keep your nose clean. And the Busch brothers are the complete, especially Kyle Busch.
I always compare them to the Allisons.
That's a good comparison.
Because, I mean, I was a big David Allison fan.
Yeah.
And Cale Yarborough before that. So, you know, I know a lot about NASCAR history.
I don't know too much. You know, my grandfather was a big NASCAR fan, so I kind of followed it, you know, when I was younger. And then in my teenage years, I didn't.
Well, me and my dad used to go to Charlotte Motor Speedway, Wilkesboro, and watch the race.
I've never actually gone to a NASCAR race ever.
Really?
Yeah.
If you go sit in the infield, is the best place to go. If you sit in the grandstand, a lot of people like that. I don't, because to me, I'm not sitting on some concrete.
That sounds painful. It sounds uncomfortable.
I'm gonna sit inside. I'm gonna sit on top of a truck or something and watch the race. It's more fun.
I like that. That sounds.
And you drink more.
Anyway, so my last one is Kyrie on Friday night. Phew, fire! You and I text back and forth. I am astounded by Kyrie Irving.
There is no.
Nobody who can stop him in the world.
No.
One-on-one. There's nobody that can stop him when he's on.
He is the best player on that court.
Yes.
I will say, Kevin Durant, I do. And he doesn't get as much pub as the other ones.
Here's the thing, though, about Kyrie. He is the best, to use a wrestling term that wrestlers throw out there, he isn't the best at the world at what he does. The drive, the dribble, the layup, the kind of runners, nobody is better than him. I'm sorry, Steph Curry. Steph Curry's better as a 3-point shooter. Yes. Nobody has handles like Kyrie Irving.
No. Listen, Kevin Durant, great player. LeBron, great player. But when Kyrie Irving is on and playing like he plays, there is nobody that touches him.
No. It's crazy.
And not even close.
But when he's off, he's just average player. It's not even funny.
Because he's not good defensively. He's good offense, but bad defense. But he's better than Steph Curry on defense.
Oh, yeah. It ain't hard to do, but.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not Chris Paul defensively, but he's solid. Anyways, that's all I got for heroes.
I've got a few. Rafael Nadal.
Nadal.
There you go, buddy. Wins his record 10th French Open and 15th career Grand Slam, second most Grand Slams of all time. And Angelina Ostapenko.
I couldn't remember
her
name.
Wins French Open for first Grand Slam. The Cavs for winning Game 3 by setting the NBA record 24 threes and scoring an NBA Finals record 49 points in the first quarter. Craziest first quarter I have ever seen in NBA history.
Yeah, that was nuts.
I mean, 49 points, man. I'm like, the video game scores got to stop. And then LeBron James for passing Magic Johnson for most triple doubles in NBA Finals history.
I like that. That's what you got.
That's what I got. Kyrie just had an outstanding week. I hate they're down 3-1 the way they play.
We'll get into the rest of the series in a little bit. We're going to Monday.
Yes,
Monday afternoon, evening, morning blues.
One of those, yes. You want to start?
Yeah, man. Okay, so I have several. Mine aren't really individual players, but so my first zero goes to the NCAA baseball for the lightning delays at both the Wake Forest Florida series and the Florida State Sam Houston State series. And I only say that because I felt bad, even though Florida State won 19-0 over Sam Houston State in Game 2 yesterday. The game was supposed to start at noon. It didn't start until 7 o'clock, but the problem I had was they put these guys out on the field. Pitcher gets warmed up for Sam Houston State. Florida State guy goes up to bat, very first, you know, first pitch of the game. Lightning strikes and they call it. And that poor kid had to now get back. He had to, like, basically warm up a second time 2.5 hours later, And, like, his first pitch, dude crushed it out of the park. And he was off. They were out of that game. It was, like, 12. I think it was 9-0 in the second inning. And that dude, he was throwing behind batters. He hit four guys. It was super bad. So don't even put those guys out there if you think it's going to be lightning. Call the game early. Whatever you got to do. I understand people got tickets, and I feel bad for that situation. But even though I'm a Florida State fan, I felt bad for that pitcher who just could not get a rhythm all day long.
So well, when you call the games like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks, man. Anyways, my next one is J.R. Smith for pulling the whole I got hacked thing when you put Cavs in seven. Man, own that. Own it. You play for the Cavs. Okay, you're down 3-0. Get Cavs in seven.
What
that's,
you got to lose?
If you're going to win a championship, that's all you can do is win in seven. Which they could. I mean, there's theoretically they could still do. You know, I think he'll look dumber if they somehow do come back and win in seven. And then he's like, oh, just kidding. Not. You look stupid. What's the worst that's going to happen? What, Steph Curry can be like, ho, yeah, Cavs in seven, my ass. You know what I mean? Like, so what?
What, they'll make some cupcakes saying, you know, you said.
You said that we're going to put your Twitter handle on some cupcakes? You look ridiculous. Like, don't give me you got hacked. You didn't get hacked. You were mad after you lost in the last seconds of game three. You were like, oh, Cavs in seven. I respect you more for saying that if you just said it. So that's two. The last one I have is the NFL, your stupid rule about players who play at universities who can't go to mini camps because their school is still doing testing. Okay, Christian McCaffrey has not been in a college classroom since November of last year at all. So it's stupid that he can't come. And it happened to Shaq Thompson last year. It's an outdated rule that needs to be changed. But there's guys, especially guys like John Ross, who went to Washington, who's a wide receiver, who has now missed two mini camps, voluntary mini camps, to get in rhythm with Andy Dalton. Like, it's not as big of a deal for Christian McCaffrey, especially because Cam Newton's not there.
He's
throwing
anyway.
So it's not like that big of a deal. But you can be out there running routes, learning the playbook, kind of getting blocking patterns and whatnot. I feel like Christian McCaffrey's smart enough. He'll figure it out. I mean, he did go to Stanford, so I'd hope he's pretty smart. But that's the thing. It's an outdated rule. It's stupid, and all you're doing is now hurting the growth of Christian McCaffrey and guys like John Ross. That's it.
I get it. I mean, I think you ought to get used to Christian McCaffrey not being at practice. I mean, you know.
He's going to get hurt.
Yeah, he's going to be at week one.
No, come on, man.
We'll see. I hope you're okay.
Some big guys who play for USC who didn't hurt him either, so.
That's true. I have a few. NBA, to hell, for not handing out extra discipline after game four. All right, let me point out a couple of things. Zaza Pachulia, or dirty as heck, I don't care if Emmanuel Shumpert is over him or what. Punched the guy in the groin twice.
Mm.
And wasn't suspended, wasn't a tech, nothing. Then let's go to the fiasco that is called Draymond Green and the two T's you give him, which after the second one was given, we come back, the refs come back and say, no, it wasn't supposed to go to Draymond Green, it was supposed to go to Steve Kerr. I totally get that. But you should know it's an NBA Finals game. You should go fix that before that second T comes up on Draymond Green. During a timeout or something, go to the scorer's table and say, hey, you know, make sure you got it to the right person. They look like fools in game four.
That game got a little out of hand, but
people are saying it didn't get out of hand. I disagree.
It got out of hand. I understand that there was the issue with the tech problem with Draymond or whatever. That was just a miscommunication. That wasn't a big deal. But the refs kind of lost control of that game with Zaza Pachulia. And then it was stupid to give a tech to both Durant and LeBron James. They were just jawing with each other. Those two are not going to fight each other.
Then you give a T to Deontay Jones, who's on the bench, but you let Kevin Durant go at him and say stuff to him while he's on the bench. Why you give Kevin Durant a T? It doesn't make sense. It's okay for one side to do it, but not the other.
I agree.
So that was mine. I just, you know, come on. And the last one real fast. Sebastian Telfair. Former
who?
Sebastian Telford. What? You remember Sebastian?
Yes, I do. Okay. Dude from New York.
Yes. Like, Number one player, right?
Supposed to be the prodigy.
The next great player.
He
was arrested Sunday on charges of weapons and marijuana possession, according to New York police. He was pulled over at a traffic stop in Brooklyn, was arrested with another man, who was 18, by the way. After police found three loaded firearms, a semi-automatic rifle, a ballistic vest, and marijuana inside the vehicle. He was the driver.
Good Lord.
He was the first round pick out of high school in 2004 because he was Mr. USA Basketball. But yes, he was supposed to be the prodigy on the cover of Slam Magazine alongside LeBron James. He was on the cover with LeBron James.
he shouldn't even be allowed to wear LeBron James shoes.
He's Stephon Marbury's cousin, you know. But he played.
Is he really?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He played on 11 teams.
Oh man, he's the big. He was like the problem of the hype train.
No, absolutely. Oh, and so he was supposed to be so great. And I don't know.
He was never great, not once. No. I mean, high school was cool, I guess. Peaked in high school.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's our Monday afternoon blues. Hopefully tonight we don't have a lot. Let's move on. 3-on-3 basketball is an Olympic sport for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo.
I feel like that came out of nowhere, first of all. Had no idea.
I didn't know they were trying to be.
That was even a thing.
But let's take wrestling out. No. So it's 2020 and the summer games.
2020 is the year that wrestling comes. That is the dumbest thing. Oh,
I thought it was coming back.
Maybe they did put it back.
They bring it back 2020. They took it out.
No, it was there last year. It was there last time. I think they reversed it before it ever was actually taken out. But there was that brief moment where they took wrestling
never
out.
Take it out.
It's just the dumbest. It's like the oldest Olympic sport ever. First, I'm not even going to get into it. I'll just be pissed. Anyway,
3-on-3 basketball is going to Olympics 2020. It's going to be in the Summer Olympics. Mike Greenberg actually made a good point.
Oh,
today.
You heard that this morning,
too. Why is it not on the Winter Olympics?
Why not?
But I kind of get it because you got to play 3-on-3 outside. It's an outside sport. I mean, you could do it indoor.
It won't be.
You could do it indoors. It's like Bumani Jones says, you need to play it on wood. It doesn't play on wood. It plays on
concrete. Yeah. Yeah, there should be a fence around it. Right. That's how it should be played, street ball.
Right, it's street ball. That's what 3-on-3 should be.
But it's wrong anyways because it's losers out, which it should be make it take it. That's wrong. It should be make it take it. There's no doubt. And I'm fine with it being reset to the key when you get a rebound. Anyway, we're not going to get into the semantics of it. But so what are we doing? We doing who I want on my team?
So the question is you know, I'm okay with being in the summer, but yes. I think it would be better in the winter.
I think it would be cool in the winter. I think because there are guys who are going to – because there's the guys who are on the USA team, they're not going to double dip. They're not going to do the 3-on-3.
They're not playing the 3-on-3 anyway. Even if they did in the winter, I couldn't see LeBron or somebody
That's why there's nobody like LeBron or anybody on my team.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm not.
That's just not going
to
happen.
To me, NBA players should not be on this list. Let me take this back. NBA superstars shouldn't be on this list.
That's true.
Now, I can see a scrub like coming off the bench that is really good one-on-one.
I don't know, though, because I could see a guy like Kemba doing the 3-on-3. Because he's never going to make the USA team. But he's got the handles. He's got the skills.
He made the All-Star team, finally.
But that's not going to happen, though. I mean, you're going to take 3 point guards, and Chris Paul's going to be on there.
Chris Paul's done being on the team.
I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see. These guys say they're not going to play it, and then at the last minute they decide to play.
True. But anyway, the question is, who will be on your 3-on-3? 3-on-3 team.
All right, so I left out guys like LeBron and stuff. Plus, I don't even know if I really want LeBron playing a 3-on-3 game. I don't even know if, you know, Durant, maybe. I know Durant likes to go to, like, Rucker Park during the offseason and stuff. I don't know if he is anymore, but I know he has in the past. So my 3-on-3 would be Kyrie Irving, because, like we talked about, nobody's going to stop that dude going to the basket. My other one is Klay Thompson. Gives you a good 3-point shooter. He can dribble the ball. Plus, his defense is above, is well above average. I would say he's a really good defender. And then my last one is Karl Anthony Towns. Because Karl Anthony Towns can dribble a little bit. Karl Anthony Towns can dribble. He can block shots. And he can get all the rebounds. Now, originally, I had Kyrie and Steph and DeMarcus Cousins. Because I figured Kyrie and Steph could just shoot a bunch of threes and DeMarcus Cousins. You're talking about international. Nobody in the international game is going to box out Boogie Cousins. Like, seriously, call your own fouls? Are they doing call your own fouls? Because that's what it should be. That would be great. Anyway, so that's mine. Kyrie, Clay, and Karl Anthony Towns. Those are my three. I didn't want to go with big guy. You know, I didn't want to go. I mean, Kyrie's huge right now, but still, he's too good not to have on there.
You see, a lot of people were saying the Warriors and Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, or Klay Thompson. If I'm playing court basketball, I'm not taking any three of them. Maybe Kevin Durant. Maybe. I need tough guys inside. I need tough guys that play. A street ball guy. Street ball guy to me is John Wall.
Oh, that's a good one.
John Wall is number one because he's tall guard, can shoot, he's slash.
He can play defense,
too. He doesn't mind getting dirty.
I like that. You know what? I like that a lot. I still would take Kyrie, but I like that. That's really good.
Another one, Westbrook. I mean, hello?
You play to win the game? He's going to jack up too many shots.
But besides him, I think I would take the Greek Freak. I would take him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis. Yeah, Antetokounmpo.
Come on, man.
I would go with him. They actually have – I'm going to share some of this here in a minute. And I think I should go with Kyrie. Well, you see, the problem with Kyrie, you already got John Wall. So you need somebody tall. I'm going to go with Sidney Green. You know who Sidney Green is?
No.
From White Man Can't Jump?
Oh. That's
and Billy Hoyle. You know who Billy is? That's Woody Harrelson from White Man Can't Jump.
Okay, they're both.
Those are street ballers.
So the team from White Man Can't Jump and then John Wall.
Let's do it.
I like that. It's awesome.
Because you got to have street ballers. You don't need NBA players on the team. Yeah, you need some street ballers.
I think there will be NBA. It's going to be interesting to see what they do.
Well, here's – some guy made this list of some of the guys. The Warriors, Kevin Durant, Stephon Curry, Draymond Green. All right. The old guard, LeBron James.
That's not a bad team,
though. Carmelo and Chris Paul.
You know, it really wouldn't surprise me to see the Banana Boat Friends doing it. It really wouldn't.
It
wouldn't surprise me to see Chris Paul and Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Carmelo Anthony.
I think if you take Blake Griffin out of this next group, I would be okay if you add somebody else. John Wall, Anthony Davis, and Blake Griffin.
No.
You
can't have Blake.
I would take Blake out.
I'm fine with Anthony Davis.
John Wall and Anthony Davis, yeah. I could see they would be good. Something about John Wall.
But if you take that team right there, if you take John Wall, who'd you say?
John Wall. Blake Griffin, Anthony Davis.
John Wall, Anthony Davis, and put Giannis.
I'll put Giannis on
there. That team. That's a good team.
I'll go Giannis, John Wall, Anthony Davis, because to me, those guys are more street ballers.
What about a guy like Tony Allen? Oh, he could scrub it up on the defensive end.
He'll scrub you on defense.
He'll bug you. Like, if it's my team with Kyrie, the last person I want to see is Tony Allen just mugging it up with me the whole time. Now, here's a question. So, you know how in volleyball tournaments, in the volleyball Summer Olympics, the USA has multiple teams.
Right.
Is the U.S. going to get multiple teams in the 3-versus-3?
I think. I mean, who else is going to play 3-on-3 basketball?
It's going to be interesting.
You
have Russia.
Where do they play street ball?
Mongoloids.
Where does Russia play street ball? Where? What park do they have?
It's half court. Like, losers out. I don't know, man. I don't.
I can't wait to see Jamaica basketball team 3-on-3.
We have like Kofi Kingston out there.
I mean, really? 3-on-3. Hey, he's from Jersey anyway.
Well, you think about it. Think about it. Giannis is from Greece.
No,
he could play on the Greek. He could play on the Greek team.
What about Manu? Can you see Manu playing for the Argentina team?
Sure, I could. If they wanted to lose, well, also like 40. So like, so what? Like Dirk's going to play on the German team.
Well, here's another one. They got one: James Harden, Westbrook, and Klay Thompson together.
Okay, how about this? Westbrook, Harden, Durant.
That's not bad. Here's another one for you, because Kyrie Irving is represent from his birth country is Australia.
Oh, that's right.
So it could be Kyrie, Ben Simmons, and Matthew Dellavedova.
Isn't Gobert from Australia too?
I thought he's France.
Oh, maybe he. No, you're right. He is France because he played on the French team last year. No, that's a good team. Delly will scrub it up. He's dirty.
Yeah.
And then you got Kyrie
and Ben Simmons.
And Ben Simmons. That's a pretty good team. That's a pretty good team. There's not a lot of size.
Dellavedova's gonna get killed though in street ball. You know, yeah, you know, people will kill Dellavedova.
I mean, White Chocolate Jason Williams is like 40-something years old, and he could. He would cross up Dellavedova all day.
And then the last one they call the melting pot, the Greek Freak, Porzingis and Jokic from Denver.
I could see Porzingis playing in it.
I could,
but
see
he's
him
from Latvia,
bit.
Right?
Right, Latvia.
Latvia.
Latvia, whatever.
So, geography not your strong suit, is it?
No, it's not.
Pronunciation of words really isn't your...
Some words.
Okay.
Some words. But after this, I will share Big Shots because he texts me his.
Okay.
So we'll share his. But I can see that. I want to see some street ballers, though. I want to see... God, I'm trying to think the guy's name now. I'll share it here when I bring it up. What is another sport you would like to be added to the Olympics now that 3-on-3 basketball is being added? Is there another sport?
Well, baseball is coming back this year, right, in 2020. So and softball is coming back. So that's another gold medal in softball. That's a gold medal for the U.S. Man, that's hard. Another sport I'd like to see added to the Olympics.
Well, they approved 5 new sports
to
the Tokyo game. Well, they added 5 new sports to the games. Let me see. I want to share this.
Let me know. I didn't hear nothing. The 3-versus-3 kind of dominated the situation. I can't think of anything else. I think they maybe do 1-on-1.
1-on-1?
1-on-1.
Well, they already do badminton, so, you know, you're good there.
Badminton's awesome.
I do.
I love badminton. I love the Olympics. You get to watch so much random stuff. I watched the marathon biking thing in where was it last year or in Brazil or whatever. And that dude, they were going so fast down that mountain road. They were wiping. It was so great.
Oh, it was crazy. They added baseball and softball, karate, skateboard. Yeah, skateboard, sports climbing.
Sport.
I don't know
like
what
rock climb. How do you judge rock climbing?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Is it going to be like real rocks?
I don't know
the
details.
Side of the mountain.
We'll have to figure this out.
Is it like one at your local arcade or like your little sports connection or whatever? And it's like whoever gets to the top and hits the whoever rings the bell for fastest.
It just says sports climbing and surfing. Which, okay. Hey, I'm down with surfing. Should be a sport there.
Okay. It'll be interesting to see surfing on the coast of Japan.
Never take baseball and softball out, all right, of a sport. And I'm not so sure we're going to win at baseball because Japan is pretty good at baseball.
You get Japan, Dominican Republic, Cuba.
But karate, skateboard.
Okay. Skateboard,
I'm not sure,
but
we'll see.
Kind of got the X Games, so it's like, eh.
Yeah, but we'll see. That's some interesting sports. But that's the 5 new sports.
I like to see bocce ball.
Bocce ball?
Bocce ball. But just throw some bocce ball in there. Why not? Cornhole. Cornhole Olympics.
Cornhole Olympics?
Yeah. Go, why not? Why not? Do you know there's a professional cornhole league? There is. Look it up.
Golf pentathlon.
What about bowling?
That would be good.
Bowling. I like that. Bowling should be the next Olympic sport.
Somebody says futsal. I don't know.
I think we should add more lumberjack games.
Bowling's on the list. Cricket. I thought cricket was on the list. Yeah, I guess not. Racquetball and squash. I don't know about racquetball. Be tough.
I think we should add dodgeball.
Dodgeball is definitely a sport I want to see in the Olympics.
Give me dodgeball.
Why is dodge not ball not
dodgeball,
in the Olympics?
Curling, and give me like lumberjack games where like dudes stand on the logs and try to spin each other off. I think that that would be great. I mean,
that would be
U.S.
fun.
Would not win that. Like, give me like Iceland. But
I'll take Iceland every day on that one.
All right.
But that would be fun, man.
We should spend a lot of time talking about something that's not going to happen for 3 years.
That's right, but it's going to be fun in 3 years.
Oh, it will.
It will be. It'll be a lot of fun in 3 years. I can't wait to some of these sports, man.
I think what they should do is whoever wins that Big Three league, that's who they should send over, even if it's like dudes who are like 40-something years old. I still think we'd win.
Dude, we went. You talking about the Big Three tournament that's coming to Charlotte,
yes.
July 2nd. Yes, I'm
Bojangles
fine with that.
Coliseum. No, it's at the Spectrum.
Yes,
they got the Spectrum.
Heck yeah, they got the big Coliseum,
they
got
the big one.
I will be there. I can't
like
wait.
It.
Absolutely.
All right, that is going to do it for this episode of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. Periscope, Facebook, we're still going to be here. We're going to be back in just a minute to do our second show. As always, I forgot what I'm supposed to say. Go ahead, Rock.
As always, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. We put attitude in broadcasting.
Get your attitude back with the Attitude Broadcasting Company,
the
real ABC.
The real ABC, there you go. And don't forget, check us out every Thursday at 2 p.m., usually Mr. 315 and Big Shots here.
Hey, shout it out, man. Don't forget Wrestling with Attitude.
Oh, yeah, Wrestling with Attitude is also every Wednesday at 12:30 with myself, Lil Steven, and once in a while, every other week, QCB.
Nice.
So.
I make an appearance every once in a while.
You should. All right. As always, sports is life, and you can catch us everywhere.
Good day.